From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
I have never intentionally used steroids. Never, ever, period. When I found out that I had failed a test under the new drug policy, I filed a grievance and challenged the suspension on the basis that I had never intentionally taken a banned substance.
Houston End Station, we have physical separation. We're going to spend the rest of the day today stowing the cabin, basically putting up the seats and getting our communications and our suits ready, the orange suits that we wear, the pressure suits.
Dear friends, comrades, today at 14 hours, 15 minutes local time, the happy moment arrived when the tense work of trying to free our underwater craft, stranded at a depth of 200 meters, was completed. The craft surfaced.
Ambassador Bolton believes passionately in the goals of the United Nations Charter to advance peace and liberty and human rights. His mission is now to help the UN reform itself to renew its founding promises for the 21st century.
It is all right for one ambassador to come and push, but an ambassador always has to remember that there are 190 others who will have to be convinced, or vast majority of them, for action to take place.
We need a situation where you don't come in as a foreign cleric to come preach in this country if you're one of these people who's going to come in and preach this type of extremism. And those who are foreign nationals and are preaching this type of extremism, I'm afraid they're going to have to go back.
They seem to cling to the discredited theory that the recent attacks in London and elsewhere, for example, are really in retaliation for the war in Iraq or for the so-called occupation of Afghanistan. That is nonsense.
The company's getting smaller and smaller because more and more guys have been killed. So it's getting to the point where if you're getting 14 guys, the odds are getting really tight. And so the chances of it being him were pretty high.
I'm a pacifist. I did not support this war, but I obviously supported my brother. I don't think his death is going to change like what the administration wants to do, but I think it should.